with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Keurig and Anheuser-Busch InBev are working together to build the world's first, get this, in-home alcohol dispenser. That is right. Obviously, if you know the Keurig coffee makers, they also have a soda maker as well. Anyway, like with any Keurig or Nespresso machine, the plan is to sell capsules of drinks that you can plop into your machine and then get a beverage within seconds. Now, but with this machine, you'd ideally be able to pour a cold and delicious IPA or milk stout at the click of a button. But that's not all. The Keurig for booze will also be able to stir up spirits, cocktails, and mixers. So think about this. You had a long day. You go home. You pop a old-fashioned Keurig pod into your Keurig booze maker. You hit a button. Boom, bang, bada. What? Bada bing, bada boom. There you go. You got yourself an old-fashioned. You want a dirty martini, extra dirty, made with gin. You put the pod in. It's made. You want a sex on a beach, put the pot in, got it made. That is the greatest thing ever. That would make any man cave complete, because then I wouldn't have to sit there and make drinks for everyone. Or you wouldn't have to have all this stuff around. You just have little drink pots. Oh, this is a game changer, man. I'll invest in this. According to a new study out of the University of England, you only need to work out 2 days a week to get the basic health benefits of exercise and a lower risk of, you know, dropping dead. The researchers say that you need to do 75 minutes of hard exercise or 150 minutes of moderate exercise a week to lower your chances of dying from heart disease by 40% and your chance of dying from cancer by 18%. So if you hit the gym hard for around 35 minutes, 2 days a week, that honestly could be enough. Of course, if you want to, you know, like get a six pack, get shredded, you know, get big, you'll have to do more than that. But for people just looking for the basic health benefits, 35 minutes twice a week of hard exercise, you're good to go. Now, I'm just waiting for that. You don't need to exercise at all. That's the study I'm looking for. You can sit on the couch and eat potato chips and drink beer and you'll be fine. I don't think we're quite at that point yet. And lastly, this is crazy, man. College students and people hoping to get an advantage at work have used Adderall, the drug used to treat ADHD, in order to help them focus better. We've all heard about this. Now, some workers in the high-stress tech industry are doing LSD, yeah, acid, to gain their advantage. It seems acid is a productivity drug. Never knew that. I don't think that was ever brought up in the DARE program at school. Now, to be clear, let's point out that the workers aren't like tripping their balls off, man. They're taking what they call a microdose, just enough to make their brains think more clearly. Those who have tried microdosing LSD clearly end up making better connections between thoughts and words, which helps them get more done in a shorter amount of time. I think we should try that here on the show. Hunter and I are going to take a micro dose of LSD, and we're going to see what happens. That's not going to be good, man. I don't think that's going to be good for anybody. Well, probably you, the listener. You'll probably have a good time listening to us freak out, but who knows? Who knows? It could be the best show ever. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?